Right, Ollie, Waterford United, the next team to visit Fan Park. What are you expecting from them tonight?
You know, we've got a few reports from them in the last number of weeks. We saw a fair amount of video footage that they're a seriously improved side from when they played last. They've added a number of lads, young lads, 19-year-olds back from England, the two Galvin boys, brothers out of Cork there. They play very decent football. You know, the comparisons that were given to me was, you know, on a comparable with GCD, the way they play. So we'll have to work it out tonight, Kenny.
Well, Ollie, I'm sure you can't expect that with all games, but you must be very pleased to be really still in the mix in the league with five games to go.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, that, you know, if we're still in the mix with one game to go, we'd be maybe, you know, a lot more pleased. But look, as I said before, like any team can turn another team over on a particular night. I just hope tonight isn't Waterford's turn. You know, last week they lost out with a late goal to Wexford, and you know, they're going to turn somebody over soon enough, and we just hope like it isn't going to be tonight. Like,
yeah, obviously Roddy Collins still pushing his team's bottom. I was reading today in the paper that he's trying his best to keep things progressing at the club, coming to an end of probably a disappointing season for them. So as you say, it's not going to be easy tonight.
No, look, as I said before, no game is easy. Away to Cavintilly wasn't an easy game. Home to Waterford isn't an easy game. Home to UCD isn't an easy game. That, like, I do think there'll be a lot of twists and turns between now and the end of the season with various teams, possibly including us, and we're just hoping to get something out tonight and not to avoid, you know, to try and avoid an upset, if that's what it would be, you know, tonight, if we weren't to get something out of it.
Ollie, looking at your own squad, you seem to be keeping players reasonably fit this year, and you seem to have most of the squad to choose from tonight, is that right?
Yeah, we're not too bad tonight. There's a number that probably aren't match fit. The likes of Paddy Maley there, you know, has missed a huge amount of training in the last number of weeks, and while he is part of the squad, you know, it's unlikely that we'll start him. So yeah, we have no suspensions tonight either. So we have the majority of the panel to choose from, which probably makes it more difficult to pick a team. But at the same time, you know, I think we need everybody on board to try and get something out tonight.
Ollie, hopefully you can get a decent crowd there tonight to get a good atmosphere going, and finally, just hopefully things go right for you this evening.
Yeah, you know, the support in Dublin last week in Cavintilly was excellent. You know, they drove us on, and we need everything. We need the support, we need the players, and we need a little bit of luck with refereeing decisions. But you know, Waterford are decent, and you know, we'd hope the supporters would be patient. They'll be good to watch. They'll play good football, and it'll be attractive for people watching the game. And that'll also cause us problems for us. But look, you know, we've prepared quite well for the game, and we'll see what happens, Kenny.